Dan Horror, with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, once again we're back with a new episode. Last week was a rerun because somebody wanted to be an international traveler and back from his trek to the frivolous land of France.
Man, what's up with France?
Mr. McClaws.
Bonjour.
I'm so, like, really, France, guys?
So he's the reason why you guys had to sit through a rerun last week. So if you want to hate
me. Boys, I ate fucking crepes till my belly popped. I had so many pastries.
No way.
I look like a fucking Pillsbury American running around over there. It was magical.
Cheese.
Some bitches, for being little tiny bastards, they eat it up on breakfast time. I love that place.
Really?
Well, the people suck, but the food was delicious. All right.
Thank you for clarifying, because I was going, wow, really?
Well, the people at the festival were fun.
Were they?
The other people, I mean, because you didn't really have to say anything to them. You just point to the bands it was playing, and everybody agreed they were great. Metal was
king.
Metal was the Rosetta Stone of the day.
Rosetta Stone.
Well, that's good, though.
Oh.
So I take it you had a good time.
It was magical, man.
Oh, and speaking of, guess what I have in my collection now, thanks to Mr. McClaws.
What's that?
I have my first Arrow video, the Day of the Dead Europe, or the English version, I guess, from
cool
Arrow video.
Have you seen those, Todd? It's got the big pull-out poster.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
The
I got a couple of them. I got the Vamp one, and I got a couple others.
A couple of the movie stores I hit over there, man, that's all it was just Hammer films galore and all those Arrow films, man. They had like whole sections, just dozens of them.
And the name of the place that Tim picked that up for me was Forbidden Planet.
Yeah, yeah.
And they actually have a website, just forbiddenplanet.com. Yep. So, and it's all PAL stuff. But anyway, if anybody's interested, I was kind of looking at the website the other day. And for any Hammer freaks out there, the Hammer movies were like £4.99.
Yeah, their stuff were cheap, man.
£4.99.
Damn it, I wish I'd have known, man. I'd have had you pick me up the Beyond on Blu-ray. Because you could play that. It doesn't matter if it's PAL or NTSC because it's a different format. HD is HD.
Right.
I'd have had him grab that because that's over there.
Well,
everywhere.
That was it, man. I was just so overwhelmed with, I mean, just all these crazy obscure titles that they had. That
it's crazy, isn't
pretty,
it?
Pretty excited. Speaking of releases, for an excitement, two new releases down the Blue Underground path just last week. House by the Cemetery is being released on Blu-ray.
September, right?
September 28th. And then also I got an email from a gentleman, excuse me, who we're going to try to get on the show here in the next couple weeks or so, who just put the finishing touches on the Zombie Blu-ray artwork. And so it's coming down the...
Oh, shit.
It better hurry up.
Blue Underground. I imagine it'll be out September 28th, about the same time as House by the Cemetery.
You know, so. I was kind of disappointed, though, because I'm like, Cat of Nine Tails came out on Blu-ray. And I'm like, why? That movie's boring as ass. And why not Suspiria or Terror at the Opera or something that we love? I mean, Inferno's out.
Well, Suspiria is out on Blu-ray.
Not in this country. Inferno's a sequel to it. It's out.
Those everywhere.
I'm like, why is Inferno out but not
those
Suspiria?
Those were in the clearance bins.
Crazy.
Get this shit off here. We got new.
We got David Prowse and shit running around. It's Franken-fucking-stein. We ain't got time for Suspiria shit.
That's awesome.
RJ. Oh, that was one of my highlights of my trip, though, man, was hitting down at Piccadilly Square, Piccadilly Circus, rolling down the alley where American Werewolf in London was.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you got to reenact the whole alley scene.
Did you get naked and lay on the ground?
I did.
All curled up in the field.
It added to the whole tourism feel. Dear Lord.
There's a naked redhead laying on the street. Cover him up.
Yeah, that was a hoot, man. That downtown was crazy.
Yeah, so tonight we're just going to try to wing it the best we can, throw out some bullshit for you guys, and next week we'll
other
try to
releases.
Be a little bit more
prepared. Well, what about you were telling me Ricky O's coming out on Blu-ray?
Yeah, Ricky O's.
When's that?
That's fucking.
Not,
I can't wait for
there's
that.
No fucking. It's Shriek Show, Media Blaster. So
God
fuck,
knows
who
that
knows.
That son of a bitch will never come out.
Yeah,
that could be it, boys. That could pop my blue cherry right there, man.
Well, you know, they've announced so many of them. Everyone keeps telling me, well, Burial Ground is out. Buried Alive is out. It's not out. Buried Alive, they say, is out. I'd like to know where. The only place I could find it was on Amazon. It's
well,
not
I, had had, I had pre-ordered Burial Ground from Amazon.
Right.
And usually, if it's released that day, you'll get a confirmation saying that it'll ship within 2 to 3 days,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. I didn't get a confirmation order for it, so when I went back and looked at Burial Ground, it was moved up to September 28th.
Oh, Jesus.
So and Mother's Day got pushed back how far? September?
Set back to September also. So for some reason, I don't know if they just plan on releasing all this shit in September or what the deal is, or if that's just,
A-holes.
You know.
It's
but
it's be Christmas presents.
Golly. But just found, in time for Halloween.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but...
This year, I'm going to drag you bastards with me up to Omaha to those damn haunted houses.
But supposedly, there's even new releases. I can't remember what they were coming from Code Red. And fuck, supposedly, they're out of business like 3 months ago, but yet they're still slated to be releasing shit. So who knows? It's just a fucking mess.
It's a cluster. Fuck.
Cluster. I don't know if I should be excited for the House by the Cemetery or not. That's a fucking.
They need to have like a cybernetic game that comes along with that Blu-ray where you can slap the little kid every time he says mommy.
Mommy, poof, mommy, poof, mommy. Poof.
Fuck, you'd be busy beating the shit out of him. You'd never have time to watch the movie.
You could throw the rubber bats at him.
Did you hear who died today?
Columbo.
Peter Falk Columbo. That was kind of unexpected.
Well, isn't the dude like 80?
Somebody said he had Alzheimer's, but I don't know.
I thought he'd been in horrible shape forever, dude. Knowing me, I was never a
Columbo. No, it's Glenn Campbell that supposedly has Alzheimer's now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Just
I was never a Columbo fan, though, man. All I know him from is fucking Corky Romano, where he's a mob boss, and he looked like hell's graveled over him then, man. That's been 5-10 years ago.
But yeah, they announced that Glenn Campbell had Alzheimer's, and yet he has released his last album. So I don't know if that's a plug
oh
to help
my Lord.
Help fucking sales or what. But
memories lost in the wind.
I'm sure Alzheimer's for him is a blessing, though, because that way he'll forget his fucking god-awful country career. Two-hit wonder.
That would suck. You never hear about that. Musicians that get Alzheimer's and just can't remember their own tunes.
Well, Frank Sinatra.
You see what was going on tomorrow, man, when we go to St. Louis?
What's that?
Fucking Chuck Berry's getting a statue erected for him.
Don't be saying, oh, fuck. That's a fucking king of rock and roll right there.
You know he plays every fucking month in St. Louis?
Because he's fucking broke. He needs money.
I'm like, if he's playing, man, I'm going to go see him.
Well, it's like little Richard said, you know, Missouri's a great place to be a black man.
be a little panty sniffer in the back, have your own
hotel.
That's
what I was going to say, how many fucking underage adolescents.
Well, that was it. They were talking about this huge controversy that was going on with the anti-panty sniffers.
The Midwest Roman Polanski.
Yeah. They were all up in arms that he was getting a statue. Like, you know what? You duck walk for fucking 50 years.
Leave the guy alone, man.
Sons of bitches.
My knees is shot, motherfuckers. I needs the money.
Still jams, man. I seen footage of him. That dude
He just got fucking Tourette's. He ain't hitting the right notes.
Duck, 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 duck.
Goose.
Oh, shit. Dude, don't make me. Don't do it, man. Shit.
So we might capture a little bit of Chuck Berry rage while we're up there meeting
jail
Conan
time.
Conan co-pilots.
If anybody is interested in what we're going to be trekking to tomorrow, the contamination show is going on in St. Louis tomorrow. Or actually today. The fuck was that?
The hell?
But if you're listening to this, it means it's Saturday night, so you only got one day to get there. If you're living in St. Louis,
I was thinking about going. Actually, I was invited to come up for the station, but the problem is, man, I honestly, so much going on, I just can't afford it.
Bill Johnson.
I know.
Ben Davidson, the greatest Raider of all time, is going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Rexer, fucking Conan, Sandel Bergman.
Fucking Kane Hodder for the 13,000th time.
You don't
in
even
year.
Know.
You gotta love Kane though.
You don't even know what I've done to Sandel Bergman's little furloin.
I was actually gonna take Kane out to dinner if I could get up there because I owe him. You know,
he was bad as fucking Hatchet too, man.
He was great. He's a really good guy. A lot of people.
He was okay in Hatchet too. Let's just
really look good now.
A lot of people give the guy a hard time, but he's been nothing but cordial and cool. He's been on my show a couple times. Just a super laid back guy. And hell, man, I hung out with him in Chicago for a whole weekend.
He doesn't look cool and calm. He looks like he'd fucking snappy in about 2 seconds.
Well, of course, that's what he's supposed to look like. That's his image, man.
I see that son of a bitch posting pictures all the time, man. He looks like he's just one breath away from killing every one of them.
I tell you, we had a McDonald's fest up there, and it was so cool to hang out with him and Don Shanks and all those guys and have dinner. And they were cool guys, man. They were cool guys.
Who's the other 15th Michael Myers that's going to be there from Resurrection or something?
Fuck,
I seen
knows.
Him.
I don't count any of those movies. I don't count anything after the third one, man.
I'm like, really? You don't even... I mean, why do they keep changing Michael Myers?
Because you got those fucking people out there that collect the Michael Myers autographs. It's just like all those people that go after the Jason.
I mean, Johnson's going to be awesome, man. That fucking Leatherface is bad as hell.
I agree.
I'm pretty stoked.
I tell you, you guys...
I figure I can get in and out of there for under 100.
Yeah.
Unless Sandel Bergman wants to go grab some shrimp scampi. Get some shrimp scampi.
I don't know. Fuck, I'm going to drop 60 just on the Day of the Dead people.
Oh, are you going to do all... I thought you already had all their stuff.
No, actually, the helicopter pilot was supposed to have been at one of the shows in Texas, but he had to cancel.
Well, Gary Clark is there, right?
Yeah.
Tell Gary you're a friend of ours here at Jackalope and Pete, and he won't charge you to sign that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Gary's a good guy.
Shit, we got all the Boondock Boys there.
Yeah.
That's good, man. I just want to go to support that, man. I think it's cool that it's...
But they had like...
For starting out last year, it was next to nothing. I mean, they had one or two good ones, but that was... I mean, they
pulled it together.
Yeah, they're trying to do something in the Midwest. It should have a great convention in the Midwest. It's centrally located. The people could come from all over.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's fuck with all the other conventions that are out there. I mean, you would think most of them being on the East Coast, but...
Granted, you got Dallas and Indianapolis.
You figure it'd be cheaper for them to fly here than it would be to shoot straight across over to somewhere else.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know what the setup is.
I'd like to go. I want to go check it out and see what the vendor situation is, if it's worth the shit.
Right. Well, it's like the second or third year that they're doing it, I think, ain't it?
I think so.
I think this is only the second year. And, I mean, they said the first one was such a success that...
Well, obviously, they wouldn't be doing the second.
Second's going to be there, dude.
Fuck. Yeah, that's crazy.
What?
Somebody said she lives in Kansas City.
I don't think so, huh?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
I don't think so. I have to ask Pete. He would know.
Somebody, yeah, that's what I heard. Somebody that she said that she was living.
I wonder what she looks like
somewhere.
Now.
Imagine she
She's a rocker!
She looks like a bag of smashed assholes right about now.
Jesus, man!
Looks like a bag of Swedish marbles. Got rolled down the stairs.
Take that many shots to the face in a lifetime, you can't be looking too good.
Oh!
I was with Don Holmes maybe, four times.
Maybe
me and John Holmes were great.
Maybe we'll take some of Todd's hot cocoa body lotion for her, and she can put it on her face.
Can you put that on my thigh, baby?
Jesus.
You walk up to her, she's scratching herself.
Is this smell infected?
Jesus.
Pan down, Grandma. Pan down.
Pull them titties out. See what the...
You know what's funny?
This is called a sweetie spasm, boy.
Speaking of porn stars, did you go to the horrifying convention with me and Jerry that year when it was in Crystal City, Virginia?
Uh-uh. No.
Well, they had, I think it wasn't Marilyn Chambers. It was either Ginger Lynn or one of the other ones. But anyway, she's sitting there, and majority of the people at the horrifying were all classic horror people. You know, you had... Christopher Lee was there, and you had Michael Ripper was there, and you know you had Ben Chapman was there,
and then there's Ginger,
and then like right off into this, it was a vendor room, and like the farthest corner, they stuck her there by herself, so that she was like completely separated from everybody.
And there was a line around the block.
So on one side of the room, you had all these guys selling like models and figures and old magazines.
And then Pocket Pals.
on the other wall, you had a guy selling like black metal knives and swords and hatchets. Yeah, and then on the other wall, there she sat with porno tapes and her, you know, giving fucking reach arounds on 8x10.
And this was pre-Devil's Reject. Oh, yeah. So
she was full on just sitting there, and I was just like, and nonchalantly just had everything laid out in the open, didn't have no cover, you know. Kids walking by, you know, granted, Martin couldn't even see above the table, but nothing over the pictures.
Was horrifying?
So, yeah, I want to say it was horrifying. It was Crystal City, Virginia.
Because they're usually pretty good about doing only strictly horror.
That's what we thought. We were less like, what in the fuck is she doing here? I remember she's just sitting there on the chair, you know. Huh. Got her kid sitting.
Did she
right
have
next
a lot of people at her table?
Well, the time we've seen her, she had a few, I know, but... But her kid's sitting right next to her, like, eating and drinking. And her mom, you know, her mom's got an 8x10 sitting, you know, within a foot and a half of her with a big, huge cock in her mouth. And
she was the foot-long Subway model before Subway was there.
She was on the Jared diet.
She was on the John Holmes diet.
I think the most disturbing scene, though, in porno I've ever seen was Marilyn Chambers. In a movie called Up and Coming, where she played this country music star, and she was trying to get her record played. And she shows up at the DJ booth, and fucking John Holmes is the DJ.
He's scratching records with his wiener.
And you can pretty much tell that she's like, oh, I need for you to play my record. And he's like, well, there's only one way that you can get me to play your record. So he takes her out to the fucking lobby, and there's this leather couch sitting there. He fucking spins her around, dude. She's facing the fucking wall. No lube, no pre-imps, nothing. I mean, he just grabs it and wham. I mean, she fucking every damn near fucking comes unglued, man. I mean, just all the way.
This wasn't in the contract.
I mean, you felt for him, and you're like, God damn, there wasn't even nothing, no help or
Give
nothing.
Give me a bar of Dove soap or something. Son of a.
Give me a bit so I can bite down. I'm losing jaw teeth here.
Good times, good times.
Nothing better than 70s porn.
The life of erotica. Who needs construction work when you can be chiseled by John Holmes?
What do you do for a living?
You know, back then, they probably weren't making squat.
I'm sure the women were making something. The guys, I don't know what he was making. I'm sure he was probably making a pretty good pay.
Yeah, they couldn't even afford to trim that bush down, though, man. Couldn't even afford an epilady or anything.
Get a midget with some fucking garden shears. Get this some bitch under control.
Trip up the bush. We've got problems in the rose garden. We've got bugs in the rose garden, Jose.
Oh. And you know that had to trap stink in being that close to the asshole.
Oh, jeez.
Like a big wet sponge. Just
back
soaking
in the
up
day
all...
in the 70s, man, that was just... Forget about pictures of it. Just imagine the stench of the 70s, man.
Fucking hair everywhere.
So much hair, we even made a musical after it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, we don't even have questions tonight from TC.
I was going over this three. He had the one about the I Spit on Your Grave, where you got the new one. Have you got the new one with the Joe Bob commentary on it?
Well, it's the original, but he does the commentary on it, yeah.
Have you heard it? I mean, no. he was talking like he did a pretty good job on the commentary.
Well, I'm sure he probably commented it up a little bit. Knowing him, he probably gave it a pretty good razzing.
He did some one-liners during the rape scenes. made it a family flick, turned it into a Disney adventure. No, he was actually talking about conventions. That was his other two questions. He was asking about the justified prices on, you know, something like you said, we're going to see Dawn of the Dead guys, but the extras, you know, that were zombies for 5 seconds that are charging $20 a pop to get an autograph, if it was worth it.
You know, I'm a mark. Call me a mark. I'm a fan of Day of
the Dead.
That's why
I'm like, hey, man, if people are going to pay,
you know,
it.
And I look at it this way. If he was in the movie for 5 seconds, then obviously that's screen time.
Yeah.
And obviously if he was a well-made-up zombie, then it was a, you know,
yeah.
If he had prosthetics or something, then it was a, you know, I don't care. I mean,
just being both, man, transition, because I'm a huge, I mean, sports guy, and I still just, out to this day, man, the whole atmosphere between a sports convention and a horror convention, it's worth every penny right. You pay.
Yeah, if you anybody ever has a problem or you think that
yeah.
$20 yeah. or $30 or even $40. To meet, you know, somebody like Robert Englund and or somebody of that caliber,
go meet fucking Magic Johnson and
yeah.
pay $100 for an autograph and then another $100 to get your picture taken with him.
Yeah, I've seen mediocre athletes who maybe were in a Super Bowl but never had the Hall of Fame career charge.
I think
$100.50.
I think 50's the minimum for an athlete.
You know, and not even getting any type of a personalization. I mean, I've seen autographs for $50, personalizations for $75, jerseys or balls or bats jumping up at least $100 or more.
And a lot of them are picky about what they'll sign. They'll only sign real specific items.
And then when they do sign it, they don't even look up and acknowledge you. Yeah. It's basically go over there, give them your money, get your ticket, stand in line, give the guy your ticket, hand him your item. The guy grabs your item, hands it to the star. He signs it, hands it to the next guy. You walk over, pick it up, and you're gone.
Now, if movie conventions got that way, I mean, it would be.
Yeah, but I don't think movie conventions will.
You really can't, I don't think.
You know, I think, from what I've heard. At a couple of the conventions, I don't know, this is just hearsay from what I've read online and stuff, but one of the bigger conventions, I think, was trying to do that whole bring in a professional photographer type of thing, and we're going to have certain photo times, and I don't think it went over real well. I don't think...
They charge you for?
Yeah, it was like, you know, you go over to the table, buy your photo tickets with who you want your photo with, and, you know... Tickets 1 through 38.
Well, like I was talking about that contamination, reading on their ticket options that they had. I think they have something like that where they have they got the dinner, the VIP package.
Right. But I think what some of them are doing now is I noticed in the past, you know, when they do like a reunion and you have like, say, four or more of the guests together in one venue. I think they offer like a gathering photo where you can get them all in one shot.
Right.
You know, and then, which that to me.
Yeah, that would work.
Would be a lot easier, you know, for them to do it that way. That way they take one picture and it's done, you know. But, you know, it's however they want to work. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with paying it, you know. I mean, if it was somebody that I really, you know, wanted, like if I was a huge Nightmare on Elm Street fan and I was a Robert Englund mark. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem paying $40 or $50 for an autograph, you know. But like for you, when I went to the Texas Frightmare Convention, and you wanted McDowell's autograph,
right?
You know, I really didn't care, you know, I wasn't a big Clockwork Orange fan.
Right.
But, you know, I was like, hey, I'm going to get this autograph for you. I might as well get a free picture, you know, with the guy. So I paid the $20. He signed the picture. I jumped in, got a picture taken with him, and it was all, you know, pretty well over with. But I'm a mark. I mean, I don't care. You want to call it, you know, give me 5 seconds with the zombie who, you know, Dr. Tongue or somebody like that, or, you know, Bub, or who cares? You know, they're part of the movie, so I'll pay it. You know, I've got 12 autographs on my mini Day of the Dead poster, and three more is just going to make it that much more special. So here's $60.
Well, that was what he was. Other question he had was which conventions we had been to and which people we had met that were, I guess, most special meeting.
Right.
You know, that stood out. And of course, me, I mean, it's still going to be Bruce Campbell meeting right. him in Baltimore, and the fact that he stayed, I don't know how many more hours, but I remember it took another additional 7 hours
right.
after he was supposed to have left before I finally got my stuff signed.
Right.
And he was still as friendly and cordial with everybody as he was from the moment he walked in the room.
I think it all boils basically down to what you're looking for as a fan. I mean, there's a convention out there for any genre.
Yeah.
Or, you know, me, when I first started going to shows, the stuff that I was mainly into at the time was the classic stuff. So I was going to Horror Find, or, you know, I was trying to find the conventions that had a lot of the older stars. And looking back on that now, you know, like I met Ben Chapman, you know.
That's the way to do it, because, I mean, how many of them guys are still around?
Well, I was at the convention with Christopher Lee when he had seen Michael Ripper for the first time in like 40-some years. I mean, they hadn't seen each other since they filmed the last Hammer movie together.
Yeah.
So to see Christopher Lee and Michael Ripper on the same stage, you know, and the first, and, you know, and it wasn't 3 or 4 months after that Michael, you know, Ripper passed away, you know. Yeah. So, you know, and like with Ben Chapman, you know, he was one of the original, you know, big Universal monsters. I mean, and he was actually the only Universal monster, because the rest were men who were transformed into a monster, you know, from science or some type of a supernatural. But, you know, and then, you know, lo and behold, he passes away. So you kind of go back and you're like, wow, you know, I was, you know, I met him. And yes, you know, Browning was the creature under the water, and Chapman was the one that was above the water. But, you know, it was always, you know, I mean, when you think of Creature from the Black Lagoon, you think of the parts that he was above the water.
Right.
You don't really think of the swimming scenes, but just stuff like that. But now, you know, as everybody gets older, a lot of the older stars are just passing away. I mean, Kevin McCarthy's gone, you know, and I mean, just, you know, if you have the opportunity or the chance to meet, you know, if you're a fan of the older movies and the old sci-fi stuff, if you have the opportunity to meet those guys, I would recommend doing that first, because the younger guys, they'll be around for a long time, hopefully, you know, but, you know, nothing's guaranteed. But that's what I was always into. And then, you know, a lot of those guys anymore, and they're getting so old that they don't even travel, or heck, the first time I went to Cinema Wasteland, you know.
That's, oh, I was wondering, I didn't really ever get to find out how he was doing on it, but Angus, when he was down at Texas Fright Week,
Angus looked a little frail from the pictures.
He looked frail, and I wonder how he did over the weekend, because he had to have been a huge draw, I mean.
Yeah, and, you know, and but it's just a lot of those guys, you know, and, you know, we see him, you know, we see pictures of him in magazines, or we see pictures of him online. You know, you don't know when those pictures are taken. They
right.
could have been 2 or 3 years old, and a lot can happen to a person in 2 or 3 years. I mean, you can go downhill fast in a short amount of time. But yeah, the pictures that I seen of Mike's, he looked pretty thin. I mean, he didn't look anything like he did in the ones.
In walks the WoW Warrior.
I know.
It's the Dungeon Master.
In walks the WoW Warrior.
Oh boy. How's your elf warrior doing there?
I don't have an elf warrior.
What glowing do you from her hobgoblin hobgoblins.
She has a what?
And a troll.
A troll. See, I told
a
you.
A troll. Pocket, a pocket troll. What kind of batteries does it take?
Man, it isn't even right to be late to a show just because you got to play a goofy World of Warcraft.
I think she was sitting on the internet eating cheeseburgers naked.
Take that, you dirty hobgoblin.
Sitting around with her little ears on and her little teeth in playing a game.
Here's a pickle for your problems.
Charging guys a pint of ale to look at her elfly bits.
I don't prostitute my character.
charging them two ales for a good dagger sharpening.
We're going to rub my stone. For three gold.
Rosetta.
It'll be nice and magical.
It's called a hearthstone.
See? What the hell?
My life-giving colostrum.
She's an entrepreneur. She's got starting her own business on WoW.
Coming
already
to
does.
Nipple piercing.
Makes little costumes and everything for the characters.
She plays charades with the boys. I'm back.
See? Skins, they're called. Skins.
Ooh. Playing with the boys in the backyard. Unreasoning.
A lot of fumbles, tinglings.
A little tingling time behind the barn.
I'm terribly, terribly wow. frightened. You know, I'm at this point.
All those sticky teeth are tumbling. The boys in the back of the car.
Never gonna give up, wow. Never gonna give it up. Wow is everything.
Everything to me.
Wow!
How it all starts.
And they say that Star Trek, Star Wars, and horror fans need to get a life, right?
It all starts with ordering fucking rubber ears off eBay. Next thing you know, they got you on fucking Donahue. So, telling you now, might as well nip it in the bud.
Donahue. Hey, don't tell me you haven't ordered them. Don't lie.
Little sharpened teeth.
She's up there.
Be running around the house looking for your controller, calling it Precious. You need my Precious. Nipple rings of Mordor be fucking dingling and dangling.
Nipple rings of Mordor.
She'll be stapling a fucking horn on her dog.
Come here, unicorn.
I really do.
Let's come to the magical forest.
Her little man in the boat across the river of Styx.
Yeah, I mean, that's what took her so long. She had to cross the river of Styx.
Oh,
she's going to be on the local news with her.
I had my cloak of invisibility. I thought I could walk right into the store.
I didn't think anyone would miss these little tangerines.
Miss these
we elves. Found her in the basement playing WoW, rubbing shit in her hair and eating a cat.
Where's the cauldron? Where's the cauldron?
Where's the cauldron?
I'm a horde. I'm a horde. Join the horde. Join the horde. I'm an ogre.
Yeah. I'm
not in the horde. Well, my chill's in the horde.
Ah, see?
See?
Told
you. You know what I got to say about that, boys?
My fourth level centaur is not part of the horde. This is ridiculous.
My main character is a lion.
A lion?
Stop it. Don't you have what other things
hell?
To talk about?
No. Don't you have other things
there's
to do?
There's only one fucking character that
don't
matters.
You have a family that needs you?
No.
There's only one character that matters, and that's the ranger.
I am a hunter.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
So I've got, like,
she's
my
a cougar.
Cougar.
When you scratch your
yeah,
back.
Yeah, but your
like,
ass won't be laid again. Oh, Lord. Timmy's going to lose a lung. He's been over in France.
I know it, man. I'm about to yak up a croissant.
Did you tell Todd what was in the corner of that comic book shop?
No, I didn't. I don't know if you've seen the picture or not. There was about a 20-foot tall Batman statue of in the entryway of that forbidden planet.
Oh, you dirty son of a
bitch. It was huge.
No way.
Squatting on the corner of a building.
Yeah, they had the whole building underneath where he was crouching down. Yeah, it was pretty magical.
Dude. This is Forbidden Planet?
Yeah.
What'd you bring up?
God, you guys got some bad sounds. Damn it.
He brought you some hot cocoa
body lotion
for your hoarders.
Hey, do you know that they actually have one of those in New York City, too?
What?
The Forbidden Planet store.
Oh, really?
Man, it was like two or three stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the whole downstairs was comics and...
Yeah, this is the USA version of the British store.
I wonder how it compares to that one.
Probably shit compared to anything over there.
I'm trying to think of what was... They had the Flash Gordon figures I almost bought.
Oh, no way.
Those were crazy.
Oh, they've got those Hastings.
They did not have those.
The 12-inch ones?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I didn't see those up there.
Dr. Zarkov. Oh. They got Gale, Flash, and they got the Ming character. Yeah, they're like the 8-inch tall ones that come in the blister pack. I don't know. I think they're like $14.99 or
$15.99.
Huh? From the movie Flash Gordon, right?
Yeah.
God dang, why didn't you guys get the Peter Cushing statue? Holy shit, that's cool.
I don't play with toys, Todd. I'm fucking 38 years old.
That doesn't mean anything.
They're not toys. They're action figures.
They're collectibles, bitch.
You should take on online gaming.
You need to hush up there, Elfie.
Wawa. Wawa.
The Huntress.
That's too much. Dude, the jitterbug.
She's full-blown addict, man. Missing work.
Yeah. God. She's going to come out looking like the fucking thing from The Descent. She's going to be all white with pink fucking eyes.
I've been gaming for 3 years and I've not lost my life so far.
Dude, they got the Donnie Darko outfit. That's pretty sweet. It's kind of cool. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
What's your problem, Bob?
What's your problem, Bob?
Batman.
These guys are wrong.
Batman.
Be nice.
More lotion.
He's making some bizarre sounds.
More bat lotion.
Calm down, man.
The pole's drying out.
It's okay. It is.
I have more in the utility belt. Extra lotion in the utility belt.
You did not get XT for that.
Lord have mercy. You best be nice over there, shit.
I'm fiddling my penguin.
Call me Mr. Freeze.
Oh, Lord.
Because I got a popsicle.
I haven't shaved for a while. I kind of look like the Scarecrow down there.
That's crazy.
Golly, you guys.
I just had a Robin to help me out.
Stop it, man. Stop it. It's not right.
He's going to shut the whole operation down to keep farting around.
You know it'll happen, too.
Mm-hmm. You know what we need to bring back next week?
What's that?
Reviews by Danzig.
We should.
You guys should. Why don't you do some Danzig for everybody? It's been too long.
We need to do some reviews.
We got
to
see something worthy of Danzig, though. Yeah. Everything
you can't
lately,
just throw
I've
the Danzig
shit
out nilly-willy. You got to have something good.
Willy-nilly.
Can't just be flipping your bird out like that. It'll get you locked up.
God dang it, dude. They had like some cool Star Wars shit over there I should have had you grab.
Oh, they had Star Wars at the yin-yang, man.
Son of a bitch. It's not right.
They had an X-Wing fighter out in the back parking lot you could rent by the hour.
Shit, don't tell me stuff like that, dude.
Have naked adventures.
Why do you want to say that stuff, man? I can't find any pictures of this place, man. I'm getting pissed.
You could rent your lightsaber by
the
hour.
Which location was it, man?
You could get your lightsaber waxed.
Which location was it? Which one?
The one in England.
The one across the fucking pond, baby.
Well, I know
there's only
there's,
one.
No, there's
eight of them.
Cambridge, Coventry, Croydon, and Liverpool. They got four stores over there.
Camden.
Well, he wasn't in Liverpool.
Camden, maybe. That sounds That's Camden. That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would have been in the London area.
There is no such thing as Camden.
Camden's like the little artsy fartsy district.
Is it Croydon or Cambridge?
Croydon.
Yeah, that's it, Croydon. Okay. God dang, man, this guy. Now you got me looking at pictures because I got to see this gigantic Batman on here.
Oh, God.
Hey.
It is huge, man. You can see it from about two blocks away.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The whole thing lights up.
Ooh.
Bullshit. Really?
His utility belt catches fire.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Damn it. Why do you guys got to be like that? I don't know if this is it or not.
I'm trying to think of what other cool Batman stuff they had in there.
Yeah, that you didn't bring me, so I don't even want to talk about
it. I brought you a fucking keychain. What else do you want?
Did you really?
Yeah.
He rubbed it on his nuts where he brought it up.
That's all right. Someone's got to do it.
He stuck it up his bat cave.
I had to get us through customs somehow. I did get the rubber gloves pulled on me on my fucking way out of England. Didn't much care for that.
That's what happens, man. You know why?
Dry rub. Because I'm a jitterbug.
We're going to massage your oobly-oobly dogger.
I never fucking had to whip out ID so much, man. Fuck. That passport was always in my hand.
Truthfully, yeah.
Where are you going, boy? I won't even begin to try and do their accent. I'm Frenchies.
Did he call you boy?
He called me, what was the...
He called you something, didn't he?
I got called a lumpy cunt twice.
No way.
Yeah, I got called Lumpy Cunt.
That's a good name
for
you.
Who called you that?
Some guy at the festival.
I'd have punched him in his head.
That's a term of endearment over there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right.
It's all good. I went shirtless. I went fucking topless for a day and a half.
That's why I called you Lumpy Cunt.
They didn't know what to think. They seen the big fucking, the big burger coming out. And they're like, Jesus Christ. Greatest thing about that festival? Open air peeing for 3 days. Them Europeans know how to do it up. Fuck a Johnny on the spot. You just whip your wiener out wherever you want and piss. It's magical. Magical.
Uh-oh, he said it again. You're having a wiener fest.
You know what the easiest comeback to any European that makes a foul comment towards you? Just say you're welcome. And then they say, for what? You say, well, if it wasn't for our country, your country would be speaking German right now. So,
you know, the thing is, it seems like anywhere you go, Tim, here lately, it's a wiener fest. What's going on with this?
I wasn't looking for the wiener fest.
He's got the flavor for the fever of the hot cock.
The French croissant.
I thought he liked the Italian variety until now. Now it's all about the French.
That's what we need is a French cannibal flick.
Oh, they made one. No, it was awful.
We don't. No, we don't.
Don't you remember Cannibal Terror?
Mm.
God. Hideous.
The French.
A bunch of shorn, uncircumcised.
Well, that was it. We're on the bus flying through the French countryside for 15 hours. And I'm like, man, this is going to be awesome. They got the DVD player all kicked open. Bus full of metalheads. I'm in for a fucking treat. We're going to watch Monty Python. We're going to watch some badass British or French horror flick. What do you think we watched? Night at the Museum.
Are you kidding me?
And then after that was over, Unstoppable with Denzel Washington.
Well, at least that one's halfway decent movie, but that other one, my God, man.
Oh, it was horrible.
What was
horrifying.
On the flight on the way over?
Huh?
What was on the flight?
I watched that Johnny Depp lizard flick, Rangu or whatever it was.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
was
yeah,
that shown
yeah.
on the plane?
Well, it was
Rangu.
Rangu. Ragiolo. Whatever the fuck it was.
Ragu.
Ragu.
Rango.
Rango. Django. Yeah, I should know that. Django Rango. No, on the back of all the seats, it just had the screen, man. They had a big old menu and just scrolled through and watched. They had probably 20 movies.
Oh, really?
They were all shit.
I was going to say, and that's the one you picked, so that tells
you
something.
They charge you for it, or was it all free?
It's all free. Yeah, there wasn't any. I don't think there was even any. Oh, I watched. Yeah, I know what else I watched. I watched that turd with Liam Neeson, that Unknown or.
Yeah, was that pretty terrible?
It was fucking awful, man. I don't know what Liam Neeson was thinking. He was so good in some of the last stuff I seen him in. He was horrible in that.
That's what I heard. It wasn't very up to date.
It just all of a sudden they went about 18 different directions.
What was that the one where his girl daughter got kidnapped? And
no, that was Taken, man. That was a good flick,
especially the uncut version.
This is the one where he's in the car wreck and he's in a coma for like 4 days and he loses identity or some shit.
And he wakes up crying
horrible.
Like a Massengill Deuce commercial.
They touch his deal.
Horrible,
a couple
man. It ends up being some big giant spy ring. It was horrible. Super 8 quality.
Oh.
Did you guys,
oh, fuck.
Here we go.
Ding, ding, ding. That's a fucking
segue. Lit the fuse, baby.
Hold on now. Did you guys happen to see Stripper Land?
No.
That was pretty good.
But I sat through fucking Super 8.
I liked Super 8.
Fuck you. Fuck that movie. Fuck Steven Spielberg. Fuck J.J. Abrams.
I liked it.
That fucking worthless movie can suck my sack.
Why was it worthless?
Because it was fucking horrible.
Man, see, you don't know.
Goddamn spaceship falls apart. Goddamn, oh, what do you get? One of these silver Rubik's Cubes. Really, fuck nut? 1979, the fucking Rubik's Cube wasn't released until 1980. So hey, how in the fuck could something exist a year before it was released
to
the public?
It was released in some parts of the world.
No. Not in the United States.
The military had it. It was part of their weapons plan.
And then, I don't care when, but I never seen no fucking train wreck where shooting fucking train cars 300 fucking feet in the air and then exploding and big chunks of shit flying everywhere. And
Rubik's Cube was invented in 1974 and became a huge phenomenon in 1980, but was available worldwide at Children's Palace. Thank you.
In 1980?
No, in 1977.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
where it was used by the government for experimental
And next time, get your fucking
research.
Dawn of Day of the Dead fucking posters right, dumb nuts.
Hey, give them a break. At least
they didn't
even
use the
there.
Right fucking font.
So what?
They used the fucking remake font.
Who cares? At least it's in there.
Sons of bitches.
I know. He's like going over the edge. You know why I liked it? Let me give you a reason why I liked it. So you'll at least know that there's someone out here who had a reason to like it. Okay. The reason is because it reminded me of my childhood because we used to take my dad's Super 8 camera and go out and try to make movies like that. So that was kind of endearing. That's pretty cool. I mean, that part of the story.
I would have rather
cool.
watched the fucking 8-minute fucking 8mm fucking movie. That
well, you
they were
did
making.
At the end credits, and it was cool.
Well, yeah, that would have saved me fucking 8 fucking hour and a half. Just play that fucking thing first, and let me get the fuck on with my day. Sit around,
just,
fucking.
Just go home.
The monster was cool.
Just go home, monster.
That fucking monster was a ripoff of the fucking Angry Red Planet.
I know, but it was done kind of cool.
It was all in fucking shadows. You couldn't see shit except for the fucking face.
Well, that was all right.
Fucking retards. Fuck. Never again.
Never.
I'm going to stay home and watch fucking Netflix.
Damn. You dork.
I'm going to go home and watch Jaws.
Fuck that movie, too.
See, there you go.
Budweiser, you created a monster. Steven Spielberg should have been put on Schindler's List.
We call him Griffinstein.
And then what was the fucking deal? It took him fucking, he's stuck on the fucking planet for what, 40 some years? And it took a fucking kid saying, you can do it, you can go, I know what you mean. And then boom, he just all of a sudden gets the fucking idea to leave.
He was waiting for the last pieces of his cubes.
Oh, fuck's sake. He had them all when the fucking train blew up.
The kid took that one.
No,
they were all there before he grabbed one. They were shooting all over the fucking place.
Never gonna give your cubes up. Never gonna give your cubes up.
Come on, man. You're being harsh.
Is there any of this in it?
No. I hope not. Jesus, hit the notes.
That fucking movie sucked, too.
That did not. That was a good movie, man.
Easy.
Potato fucking mountains? Are you crazy?
That shit was awesome.
Fuck. You watch anything. About as bad as fucking E.T.
Now, see, I'll draw the line there. But I
best part of E.T. is when they found him fucking all white and shit in the fucking drainage ditch. It's like, finally, this fucking movie's going somewhere.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna take a mine on me.
You need to shut the fuck up, miss. I'll be there on time. I want to hear nobody from the peanut gallery right now.
From the warfare gallery.
Yeah, this ain't Mordor.
Rotten.
You eat your fucking mushrooms in your fucking hobbit hut and leave this fucking show alone.
You put your cloak and shut the hell up on.
Fine,
we don't take no back talk from fucking hobbits. You do that.
Put your big hairy foot in your mouth.
You do that shit on Wednesday nights, not on fucking Saturdays.
Whoa. It's all gone downhill.
It's all. That shit is awesome.
Fuck that movie.
You're still going off about movies you don't even know what you're saying about.
Fuck.
Which movie are you fucking
about?
Fucking
Super 8, all of them.
All of them.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
All fucking shit.
Oh, JJ's the same one that butchered Let Me In, right?
I don't think so, huh?
Who directed that?
Oh, I'm some other fuck nut.
JJ did the last Star Trek. That was pretty decent.
Is there any fake snow?
Oh, my God.
I need some fake snow.
Star Trek movies are just fucking boring.
Dude,
anyway.
That last
that
Star
one
Trek
was
movie
awesome,
ass.
Man. That Star Trek flick was good.
So was Wrath of Khan.
Oh, fuck.
Khan!
Put it in the ER. Put the bug in the ear.
Dude, that was pretty kick-ass for a PG movie.
Hell yeah, well, I got scared shitless.
See? What scared me shitless was Persa Kumbhata in the motion picture.
Mm-hmm.
The first one. It's pretty frightening.
Mm-hmm. Children.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. That's kind of starting to scare me. Matt Reeves directed Let Me In.
Matt Reeves, that's right.
That's my personal hell right there. If I die and go to hell, I'm going to have to fucking watch The Shining, Exorcist 3, and the fucking Jaws on a continuous fucking loop.
Remade.
by Spielberg with Jamie Foxx.
Come on, guys, you can't be mean to Matt Reeves. I mean, after all, you know, he directed such, you know, great movies as The Pallbearer. He directed the Felicity TV series.
And the great director
which was fucking created by J.J. Abrams.
And the great director that did
the fuck
Let the Right One In, that sumbitch can't get a film project.
I know. El Shitty Grande.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to remake fucking The Troll Hunter.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I don't think I want to know about it. Why not just keep the original?
Disney bought up the right to that. Yeah. It's going to be a Pixar movie.
Yeah, it'll be fucking CGI, 3D fucking kid thing, and it'll look like fucking Shrek.
Like Smurfs.
And, yeah.
They have got the live-action Smurf movie, as
starring,
you saw.
Oh, man. Starring that Tim Smurf, Allen.
That Smurf movie makes
the voice of King
that
Troll.
That Smurf flicks makes the Yogi the Bear look like fucking the Godfather.
It's true. It's true.
Oh, man.
Crap. Man, people will line up fucking with their fucking Tata Head kids lined up around the fucking block.
This brings the numbers back.
Fire up the car, Harold. Let's get the fucking window licker and go see the Smurf movie.
Daddy Smurf.
Then we'll have to fucking sit through a Smurf barrage of shit in the stores.
Yep, already happening.
Fucking Smurf Halloween costumes and fucking Smurf cereal. And
I'm going to be Papa Smurf from Halloween.
Shit, man, you go to Target, it's already got Smurfs everywhere, and that's because they're French. French. God. Damn French.
The French don't like the Smurfs.
Hell yes, they do. That's where the Smurfs originated.
No.
Damn French bastards.
No.
Yes.
Say it ain't so.
It is so.
That's the Teletubbies.
Run, run, run.
The Teletubbies got to be the French.
2 minutes. Jeez.
No, the Teletubbies were British, weren't they?
Ah, they're all crap.
Who knows?
Yeah, to paraphrase Griff, they all suck.
They're all shit.
They all do suck.
Fuck Sesame Street.
I'm gonna go see
fuck you, Elmo.
Budweiser, you created a monster.
About to have a
shitty
big
films you created a monster.
And we call him Griffinstein. About to have a Big Bird rotisserie chicken. Fuck this place.
Oh, fuck.
Cookie Monster goes ape shit.
2 minutes. We got 2 minutes left in the show. Probably a minute
spooky
now. I guess they can get a hold of us on Facebook, Twitter. I'm going to get on a plane, head to Hollywood, and beat the fuck out of Steven Spielberg and shit on J.J. Abrams.
There's nothing wrong, man. It's okay. Calm
Just
down.
Give me my fucking $12.50 back, you fucking son of a bitch.
Why the hell would you go see that movie knowing you're not going to like it? It's PG.
He took that $12.50 and bought the rights to House by the Cemetery.
No,
they're going to remake that.
With Damon Wayans in the lead.
With the CGI little kid in there.
Fucking Tracy Lawrence is going to play the kid.
Tracy Morgan.
But
that's even better.
Old Tracy Morgan, boy, did you see? He got in all kinds of shit down in Tennessee.
He's a dumbass. He can lick a plate.
But why should you have to apologize? I mean, so they asked
him how. He offended someone.
Well, fuck off.
They paid to see him make them laugh.
You know what? That's their first mistake. I think that right there is their first mistake.
You know
mistake.
What? People expect honesty. They get honesty, and what? They can't handle it. So
where's Michael Richards?
Honesty would have said on the ticket, this show's going to suck. That would have been a good honest ticket.
All right. Well, have fun.
fuck off.
Don't go see fucking Super 8.
There goes that fucking free screen.
And don't promise somebody you're going to be somewhere on time and then fucking play World of Warcraft for fucking 45
That's
minutes.
That's right.
Might God as well just keep
staff
that
of summoning.
Keep that cloak of fucking lies on for another week. God.
Cloak of lateness.
You'd be sitting at home by yourself fiddling the gray wizard.
Your goblets of tardiness.
Gauntlets of late. Oh, Lord.
Sticking your fingers up your Morador.
Ow! Ow!
I said it's marauding.
All right, bitches, we got to go.
Hurry up, I got to go. I got to go play WoW.
Bye.
Congratulations, all outspoken and the ancient ones got retired. The comet's mission is complete. Bring the blood upon me.